Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. On this episode, I'm doing a podcast episode on this particular topic and recording and filming for my YouTube channel. So you guys can both hear it. I'm also going to link all my social media, links to in the description. So go back and read the description and click on every social media link, including my podcast and my YouTube channel and vice versa. Anyways, so you guys know, like, I normally don't give my own opinions or reviews. You know, I ask for the public's opinions all the time. But this topic has been going viral the last, week or so? Maybe a little bit longer. And I have never seen anything good about this topic. And I'm going to make this short and sweet and simple. And at the same time, I want you guys to comment and let me know what you guys think about this topic and what you guys think about what we're saying. And I want to know your opinions on it.
Where you stand on this subject.
Exactly. And you need to talk a little louder. So there you go. So the topic is, and I don't want to get copyrighted for this stuff, but and I don't own this movie. I'm not the director. I'm not the producer. I was never in it. Thank God.
Isn't there a different way to say it? Like not the whole word.
No.
What if you spell it out?
Okay, I'm gonna spell it out. What is it? I forgot what it's. Oh yeah. What is it?
Cuties, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, why did I say it?
Too late now.
Why would you do that?
C-U-T-I-E-S. Anyways, So, let me just tell you guys one thing, okay? Y'all know that I don't mind watching, like, scary movies, gory movies, even though I don't like gory stuff because they're too bloody. But I will watch them. I've watched the most boringest of the boring movies and cartoons and all this stuff. I've watched, I mean, you name it, the documentaries. I love documentaries, history stuff, even biology I like. I do. I love biology. Believe it or not, I got a B in biology.
What history stuff? I'm calling you out.
Huh?
What history stuff? I'm calling you out.
History stuff that you tell me that I'm interested
in.
Oh,
you mean
history
documentaries that I watch and tell you about.
Right, but then I also tell you about some documentary. Yes. Okay, to be honest with you, everybody, hold on. My husband's the one that got me into watching history stuff. Because I've never been interested in politics, history crap, and all this stuff. Except lately when I've been watching more and more of shit that's going on around the world right now, which did catch my attention. But the last thing we needed is this shit to be thrown in the middle. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Pedophilia. I mean, yeah, people are saying, oh, well, this is 2020. You know, everybody has to get used to this pedophilia shit. No, there's nothing to get used to. I think, like, even the age of 18 is still young. Let me know in the comments, you guys. I want to know, what do you guys think about the age of 18? I think it should be, like, at least minimum of 21 and over.
Well, I think you can start dating at 18.
Dating is fine, but nothing else.
You should allow your kids to date at 18 and experiment, do their things. But anything younger than that, they're kids, and their brain is still developing. And, you know, it's sad when, you know, a 9-year-old boy and a young 12 or 13 year old girl know what sex is nowadays without their parents telling them.
Yeah. It's the social media. A lot of parents have been coming out speaking against it. A lot of, parents are furious about it. And you guys just can't be furious about it. I mean, there's things that we can do. You know what I mean? There's things that parents can do as far as protecting their kids. You know, putting a childproof lock or something on their phone, monitoring what they watch all the time. If there's something that they're not supposed to watch, then don't watch it. But nowadays you have kids literally walking I mean, what is it, sixth graders, fifth graders? Yep. I've seen them in makeup, in high heels, in provocative outfit, and I'm just like, okay.
When
so two things can happen.
Grade, we've seen that. Third grade, we've seen it, remember?
And we're like, what the and hell? I'm thinking two things can happen, okay? Because kids, their brains are mush. They're basically brainless. They don't, you know, they're absolutely like sponges, and they observe what they see, and if they see the negative, they're going to go that way. So two things I'm thinking can happen in this scenario. Number one, either the parents are the scum of the earth and they don't deserve to have kids. Or number two, these kids are sneaking their makeup and their shoes and they're sneaking into in their backpacks, changing after school or during school time. And that's another thing. School officials, shame on you. What's going on with the school officials when, you know, principals, teachers, I mean, even fucking janitors jump in and actually stop, like put a stop to this kind of behavior with kids.
It goes back to the parents, because parents need to not be afraid to look through their things, to open their backpacks, to check their phones, to check their messages. These are our kids. That's our job. We need to do those things, not tell them, give them their privacy. Privacy is what causes the problems.
Exactly. When your child says, I need privacy, or I need more privacy,
something's going on.
Something is going on. And if I were you in that child's mother or father or guardian's position, I would take the fucking door down of their bedroom. I would not give them privacy. I would put cameras up in their room.
Whatever it took.
And whatever it takes. And it's not illegal, you guys. It's not illegal to have cameras in your home. I'm telling you right now. As long as it's not in a changing area, which is considered like the bathroom where you shower, go to the bathroom, change. And then, you know, in that case, I mean, you can either turn the camera around facing the wall while you change, put something over the camera while you change, or simply go to another room or the bathroom to fucking change. It's not that hard. It's only a couple feet from each other, for God's sakes.
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of parents I've noticed have been falling in the kids' trap of their manipulative ways.
Yeah.
Manipulative ways. And that's what allowed, or that's what led to this person, this director, to make this kind of movie, type of movie.
That's true. But a lot of it is the parents are either lazy, they come home from work and they don't care. They want to go in their room, do their own thing. They don't get involved. Or two, they're giving them that trust and stepping back and saying, here, let me try to do it different than my parents did. Let me not discipline my kid. Let me not spank my kid. Let me not be intrusive. But that's BS. You need to be intrusive. Those are your kids.
Yeah, and don't let them say, I'm going to call the cops and the law says this. No, call them. Call them, because if I were you, I would hand them the fucking phone. Mm-hmm. And then I tell them, you know what? Why don't you fucking make sure the paramedics come with them, because you're going to need it once I'm done beating your ass. You are my child. Let me tell you something. I gave birth to you. You came out of me. I gave you life. I took you in and I'm going to take you out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I'm going to kill my kid. It's a punishment, you know? And it's funny because these days you don't really even have to beat their asses. All you have to do to have a meltdown.
Take their electronics.
Take their electronics. Take their phones. Take their laptops away. Oh, remove the door from the bedroom.
That'll be the end of the world.
And you see the meltdown of, oh my God, like a 2-year-old will not even act like that than a teenager would.
And how quick they'll change.
Yeah, how quick they will change, how quick they will turn around and be like, okay, I'll shut up, I'll listen, I'll do my chores, I'll do my homework on time.
Oh, wait, we're not ordering.
I want back talk.
We're not ordering out dinner tonight? No, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. What? And then they don't know how to act.
Yeah, that's another thing. When your kids get a little too spoiled on living a good life and you take that away from them, another thing, exactly, my husband mentioned, is the fact that when we order, not just us, but, you know, a lot of families right now, especially, are ordering out. You can, you know, they're not, if you make them eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich, macaroni and cheese, you know what I'm saying?
TV dinner, whatever.
Make a sandwich at home with whatever you guys have, or canned soup, you know. And they look at it, and they look at it, and they're like, Mom, Dad, we're not going to eat. We're not hungry anymore. Why aren't you hungry?
No,
because this isn't sushi. No. This isn't lobster tail. Yeah. This isn't steak.
Or this ain't McDonald's or Burger King or whatever.
Or pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I right? I mean, just seriously, like, monitor your kids' behaviors and try different techniques. I'm telling you, you guys will be able to trigger that one thing or find that one thing that triggers your child and go with it. You know what I'm saying? They want to manipulate parents. Parents can manipulate back.
Right.
I mean, we weren't born yesterday. You know what I mean? We know their tricks a lot. You know, we're 10 steps ahead of them than they think.
Right.
But again, with the spoiledness, with the way the country is going, and or the world, I should say.
That's what made that movie be acceptable right now.
Right. I mean, how can...
Imagine 10 years ago that coming out, or even 20 years ago when we were, you know... Well, I don't want to give away our age, but...
Let me say a disclaimer for everybody real quick, okay? This video and this podcast on this episode is not for everybody, and it's definitely not for kids. So up until now that you guys have been listening, we have been keeping it a little, you know, PG, PG-13, whatever. But after this, I need the kids to change the channel, go somewhere else, watch something else, listen to something else. Uh-oh. And I want the parents to open their ears and their eyes and listen and pay attention exactly what we're saying, especially me, because I am very fired up when it comes to this shit.
Oh.
I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right, movie or no movie. Number one, I think those parents should be prosecuted.
Hell
and
yes.
Their kids should be taken away from them.
Absolutely.
The ones that signed the document stating that I give permission for my child to play
like
in
this.
A
yep.
to play in a certain movie like this, dress and
right.
act like
yep.
a certain way. You know, 11-year-olds asking a male adult, females asking a male adult to pull his pants down so she can or they can see his penis. Is not something that a fucking 11-year-old should fucking do. They shouldn't even know at that age what a penis is. They shouldn't. And that's what's pissing me the fuck off when it comes to this stuff. I personally haven't watched this movie. And like I said, I watch everything, even fucking the History Channel, okay? I will never, ever, ever, ever be able to get myself to watch this fucking movie because it's just hearing about it, just reading the reviews... and hearing other people on my social media, because I did ask social media earlier today of what people think about it, and I did not get anything good, you know what I'm saying? And there are people that are saying boycott Netflix, there are people that are saying, and by the way, I'm not talking about Netflix because they're paying me, this is not a sponsored video or segment, so...
Rotten Tomatoes, which is a good source for movies, said it was horrifying and disgusting, and remember?
Yeah.
Tasteless, and... It's, you know, I haven't seen it, but just from the reviews that I've read, it's straight pedophilia, and it's basically trying to brainwash, you know,
kids.
Our kids that it's okay to dress and act these ways when it's absolutely not. There's two genders, male and female, that's it.
Yeah. And speaking of that, with my other video that I did, and I asked a question about what the fuck is the third gender, these kids are getting brainwashed. There is a third gender. What the fuck is it? You please let me know. Because I think even aliens, if you guys believe in aliens, have two fucking genders. Okay, so this is the far wrong side that is corrupting our kids. You know what I heard? San Francisco mayor signed whatever document it was, I forgot what it's called, and okayed for kids up to, like, under the, like, not 16, I think all the way down to like 11 or 13 or some shit like that, kids to have sex, and it's not considered pedophilia.
Wow.
So you guys tell me what part of that you feel that it's okay. That's what I want to know. What part of that is okay?
Nothing.
All the adults listening right now, you know what's crazy? So I was reading some of the reviews about this particular movie, and oh my goodness gracious. So, as I said in the beginning, I was already pissed off and frustrated about it, right?
Yep.
What frustrated me even more is when some of the reviews of adults, okay, adults, and I guarantee you most of them are parents or grandparents, if not just parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they were okay with it, saying, we don't see anything wrong with this movie. But yet, I guarantee you, those are the parents who are either...
Making money off their own kids.
Mm-hmm. Or these are the fucking parents that just don't give a fuck. Like, these are the parents that should not have had sex in order to get pregnant and have kids. I think for type of parents like this, sex should be illegal for them. It should not be allowed. So they don't bring kids in, or these type of people don't bring kids into this world and corrupt them and fuck their, you know, you're fucking up their future. You're messing with their mentality. Emotionally, they're just broken. They're a fucking wreck. You can't even talk to these kids until you have to talk to at a certain level. And you can't even balance that level because they can't balance it. So you don't even know how to deal with these kids. The only thing for them is being spoiled, acting like brats, being sexually active at age 11, at age 9. Are you fucking kidding me?
Look who their role models are. That Catch Me Outside girl and the Kardashians and, you know, all these fake, you know, nasty...
Sluts,
yeah.
That's all. Sluts. Whores. I mean, you know, if you're willing to spread your ass, bare ass, and show your breasts to the fucking world, I mean, that isn't that supposed to be, like, private? You know what I'm saying? I think that's supposed to be private just for you and or your significant other, if you choose. But that's about it. You know what I'm saying? You guys want to make a video or take pictures or whatever, that's fine. But keep it within those walls. Don't let anybody else see it. It's disgusting. And, you know, for San Francisco, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, San Francisco's always been a weird, dim... whatever, nasty liberal state.
Yeah, libtards. Yeah. And it's just like...
I was going to say a word, but
yeah, I know, I caught that. But, you know, like, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with society these days? I want to know, what is wrong with society?
Weirdos. Satanic, that's all I can say. Demonic. Light and dark.
Yeah. And then on top of that, these fucking... ignorant, brainless parents that shouldn't be parents in the first place are turning their heads to the other side and they're just blindly, you know, allowing their kids just to let the kids, you know, take them out, get them out of their hair. We don't want to deal with these kids. You know, I know nowadays it's really, really, really super hard to raise kids, especially teenagers. Because...
But if you put down enough...
Well, that's what I'm saying. And at the same time, now is the time to be strict. Don't be scared to be strict. And I don't care. Let me tell you something real quick.
Too many parents are. They give up. They get tired of it and they give up.
Well, that's
wrong. Let them do whatever. And you cannot give up. You have to keep your foot down.
Right, that's
wrong. Otherwise, they're going to be marching in the street and getting caught up in some bullshit and either get 25 or 30 years in prison or shot killed.
I mean, nothing ends well with this kind of behavior in life. When you go down this road, it's not good. And when I say... I've told this to people a lot of people, when I discussed certain things about with people, I tell them all the time, I said, if you don't hear your kid telling you, I hate you at least once a day or once a week, then you're doing something wrong because you damn well know you don't hate your parents. I mean, we all said, I hate you to our parents when we were younger and we got punished. We got our ass beat. We got a spanking.
We got our walking taken away.
Yeah. Our pagers.
Our pagers taken away.
We weren't allowed to use the house phone.
Our disc man. We weren't allowed to have the VHS, the VCR to watch. Yeah.
And, you know, I hate you, Mom. I hate you, Dad, this and that. And even then, when we said, I hate you, we got a double ass beating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we were not allowed to say
If your kids don't tell you at least I hate you at least once in your lifetime, you're not doing something right.
Yeah. Well, I would say at least once a week.
Yeah, but I'm saying
if honestly, not every other day.
If your kid doesn't tell you I hate you at least once, then you absolutely didn't raise them right.
Yeah. I mean, I wait for my kids to say I hate you once in a while. You know what I'm saying? And then every time I hear those...
I did it more than you.
It's like music to my ears because I know I'm doing something right. I know I'm preventing my child from doing something wrong and getting hurt or hurting, you know, whatever the case is. And keeps them off the streets, keeps them away from certain things that they're not supposed to be doing, certain ways they're not supposed to be talking... or acting, and certain people they shouldn't be associating with.
Because at the end of the day, I'm not doing it to be intrusive. I'm not doing it to be a bully. I'm not doing it to hurt my child. I'm doing it to save my child. I'm doing it so my child grows up to be a productive citizen and can contribute.
And it's okay if your child says, I hate you. It is 100% okay when your child says, I hate you. That's something that you are looking forward to listening and hearing from them, because then you think about it and say, okay, well, you hate me now. You're going to thank me later when you're older and mature and understand. And when actually you end up having a brain at some point in your life.
I remember the day my mom said, I can't wait for you to have a child so they can tell you that exact same thing. And I never got it. But then when my daughter first said it to me, I was like, uh-huh, I got it.
But you know what? My mom said the same thing to me as well. I hope, you know, when you have kids, your kids grow up and they say, I hate you and you can't touch me and this and that and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Above your head on the other side. Anyways, so I said, you know, and to me, it's like more of like a fucking curse. It's a curse because I'm like, Mom, why would you say that? Why would you want my kid to say I hate you? And then now I understand. I mean, besides the fact that, you know, we've all been cursed by our own parents. But at the same time, listen to, you know, others' opinions as well. I think parents should get together, communicate with each other online. The internet is like the biggest, the most easiest platform to come together, communicate, talk about what's going on, and then, you know, and do something. Come up with the fucking plan. I mean, these fucking liberal schools are teaching kids that your parents are not allowed to discipline you. They're teaching kids that if your parents even put a finger on you, then you need to call 911. No, fuck you, because if you're going to call 911, make sure the paramedics come with. And on top of that, make sure you give your teacher's address to the paramedics, because she's going to need it once I'm done with her too, because I'm going to fuck her up for teaching my kids something wrong. And then on top of that, you guys need to pay attention. In fact, I saw a post on Facebook the other day when this woman and this man, actually, both different families, different parents, a father and a mother from different families, don't even know each other, not related, but they made a video. And they were there. There's this one where this father actually took a screenshot and posted it of an assignment for an elementary school kid to do. And they were talking about what sexual preferences they have and this and that. And it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? And then the mother posted something about how they're throwing in politics in school, which I think has been going on for the last 2 years, but it's been getting worse lately. And saying that the fact that, you know, they're bashing our president right now, and you know they're talking shit about him, but then they're praising the ones that were corrupted and turned our country upside down. So, you know, and I strongly don't believe that the schools have any right to talk about politics and throw politics into school assignments, because that's something private and personal within yourself and your family behind closed doors. And it's nobody's fucking business whose side you're on. You know what I'm saying? Especially kids. Do not teach. Don't. If that happens, report them. I guarantee you, report them. There's a, you know, school district. Not that the school district would care, but they're higher ups. Go to the fucking mayor. Hopefully the mayor is not corrupted, or him or herself either. But, you know, there are avenues, and go to social media, go to the news, do something, put a stop to it. Enough is enough. When do we draw the line? We draw the line now. We draw the line when your kids are 9 and 8 and we monitor them no matter what. If you're not a strict parent and you don't give a shit what your kid does, you should have kept your fucking legs closed. I'm sorry, but that's exactly what, and actually I'm not sorry.
That's your job. That's your responsibility.
That's your job and responsibility as a parent. I'm not sitting, and you know, it's really sad to sit here and parent a parent.
Right.
But at the same time, how would you feel, which I highly doubt those type of parents would give a shit to this question, but how would you feel if your son or daughter, mainly daughter, I mean son or daughter, would come home and then you would find out, let's say your daughter, at age 11, she's fucking pregnant. How would you feel?
I'd murder her.
Because, I know, right? No, because let me tell you guys something. I've watched so many shows where that one teen, I'm pregnant or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the parents that are raising these teenagers. These teenagers are coming home fucking pregnant. Before that, they don't give a shit what their kid does. They don't care if they have a boyfriend. They don't care if they sleep in their house. They don't care what the fuck they do, right? They let the boyfriend come over, spend the night, blah, blah. They don't give a shit, okay? Because they're piece of shit motherfuckers. At age 11, you're going to allow your kid to do that? Guy or girl, doesn't matter. But on top of that, you're going to sit here and fucking cry because your daughter's pregnant now or your son got another girl pregnant. You're going to sit here and cry about that shit? Fuck you. You deserve it. I'm sorry, but you fucking deserve it. And I don't wish bad on anybody, but if you're going to corrupt a child, then you deserve to burn in hell. And as simple as that. You deserve to burn in hell. Yes, it could be a battle. It is an uphill battle nowadays, raising kids, and especially teenagers. It is an uphill battle. But a real parent will stick through and stick with their child and not give up on their child until forever, until their last breath on earth. You know what I mean? But if you're going to give up on your kid and your kid comes home and end up pregnant or getting somebody else pregnant, don't fucking cry about it, bitch. Don't, because you don't deserve anything good out of that. So fuck you. It's your fault. And you're the one that's being stupid about it. But anyways, I hope you guys like this episode. Again, I'm pretty sure you guys already know what movie I'm talking about. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. I'm really, really interested because, you know, there's I would say, 98%. And I'm not even exaggerating. This is just going off of people's opinions, comments, messages, and all the stuff that I've been reading and watching when they made videos about this stuff. 98% of the parents are against it. Against this movie, they're outraged. And you know what? My hat is off to you guys. But then there is that fucking 2% of the ignorant peasants. I call them peasants. They don't even deserve to be called humans. Ignorant peasants that are going to end up fucking regretting when their child ends up pregnant, or even, you know, fuck the pregnancy part. What if they have some kind of an STD? What's some kind of a disease that they catch? A deadly disease, HIV, AIDS, whatever. And then what are you going to fucking do? You think that's going to be forgiven? No. Your soul already belongs to the fucking devil himself. You think that you're going to fucking go up after you cross over when you corrupt your own child? You're basically selling your child's soul to the devil as well by allowing him or her to do that kind of stuff, especially at such a young age. And I don't think that's right. So you literally doomed your son or your daughter's soul and bound it to hell when they cross over, when it's time for them to cross over. All because the mother and father cannot fucking take care of their child properly and raise them the right way to be good, to keep their souls, and not to spread their ass, bare asses, on camera at age 9 and 11. That's fucking disgusting. I'm getting nauseated even talking about this. I'm going to get going because I don't even know why the fuck I did this one, but I just... I got to go. Just let me know what you guys think in the fucking comments. I'm going to go throw up for a little bit. Because I'm just so sick to my stomach thinking about it. I love you guys. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, and join. And I'll see you next time.